Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips. The number to call, 1-800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-22-TIPS. Alex, what is today's Murder Monday?
It's about Paul Michael Marriage, and he went from a peaceful Thanksgiving dinner to murdering most of his family to this.
When members of the U.S. Marshals Regional Task Force burst into that Key West motel room last Saturday night, Paul Michael Marriage had no idea what was going on. And once he was in custody, he spoke to the America's Most Wanted crew.
18 years of utter torment.
What do you mean by that?
I've had chronic medical problems, mental problems. It's been a nightmare. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Why have you been hiding out then?
I didn't even know what to do. I went several times to turn myself in. I was waiting for my parents to maybe make a statement and tell me to try to know what to do.
This is the story of Paul Marriage, aka the Thanksgiving Day Killer, for Murder Monday. Paul Marriage was troubled, to say the least. He suffered from OCD, insomnia. He struggled with obesity and had a receding hairline. His OCD had gotten so out of control at one point that he was unable to hold a steady job. He started skipping taking his medicine and attempted suicide. Paul Marriage routinely threatened one of his sisters, who was a twin, leading her to file a restraining order against him in 2006. But none of this sounded like the person Paul's classmates knew him as in high school in 1992. Paul graduated third in his class from a pricey prep school in Miami. He played football, baseball, and soccer, led the French Honor Society. He was driven and mature, handsome and fit, personable but quiet, well-liked if not popular. Paul planned to go to UM and become a doctor. So in 2009, after a terror-stricken Thanksgiving night, Paul's classmates were wondering what could have happened to him in 15 years. It's Thanksgiving evening, 2009. Paul's family had gathered at Paul's cousin's house in Jupiter, Florida. Paul's mom, Carol, is finishing up some last-minute meal prep when the phone rings. It's Paul. He says he's coming to Thanksgiving dinner after all. Carol looks at her daughter, Lisa, one of her twin daughters, and says, "I hope he doesn't come and kill us all tonight."
Wait, she said that?
Yes. Lisa says, "Mom, it came to my mind, but don't say that to Dad because he's going to get upset that we had such ideas." Thanksgiving dinner goes surprisingly well. Paul seems normal, even cheerful. The family gets up after eating and goes to the living room to gather around the piano. 6-year-old Michaela, the daughter of one of Paul's cousins, wants to sing a song for everyone from The Nutcracker. Her performance goes perfectly and the whole family cheers. Secretly, Paul is seething with jealousy. Michaela is tucked into bed and falls fast asleep, dreaming of ballerinas. Without any prior warning, Paul snaps. Out of nowhere, Paul takes out a gun and starts a bloodbath that apparently he had been imagining since he was a teenager. First, he shoots and kills his 33-year-old twin sisters, Carla and Lisa. Carla was a real estate agent and Lisa was pregnant. Just like Michaela, they loved to sing. Paul's family is screaming now, scrambling to hide. Paul yells, "I've waited 20 years to do this!" Paul sees his 76-year-old aunt Ramonda and shoots her in the shoulder. Her husband cowers next to her, trying to stop the bleeding. And that's when Paul takes his gun and holds it directly against his aunt's chest, pulling the trigger and fires again, blowing a hole through her sternum. After fatally shooting his aunt and two sisters, Paul glances towards the stairs with an evil, haunting look on his face and moves towards the room where 6-year-old Michaela is sleeping. Paul slowly opens the door. Michaela is asleep on her side. Paul pulls the trigger, shoots her in the hip, and closes the door. He walks a few feet down the hallway and he stops. What stopped Paul Marriage in his tracks after a Thanksgiving shooting rampage against his own family? Find out next when we return to the conclusion for this week's Murder Monday, only on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We left off with Paul shooting Michaela and walking down the hallway when suddenly he stops. Paul turns around and heads back to six-year-old Michaela's room. He opens her bedroom door and fires two more shots, once in her head and once in her back. Paul's cousin Patrick, who had also been shot by Paul in the stomach, although not fatally, watched helpless as his cousin walked into Michaela's room, left, and went back again. Patrick would soon spend 3 months in a medically induced coma due to his injuries. After killing Michaela, Paul leaves his cousin's house and vanishes for 5 weeks. He, like, bolts out of this house after killing all these people. They're all left there with the wreckage and dealing with this and, you know, are frantically calling police and stuff. And they cannot find him anywhere. Literally, there is a 5-week-long manhunt where he is nowhere to be seen. And finally, on January 2nd of 2010, Paul checks into a motel in the Florida Keys where he plans to commit suicide. After checking in, the owner of the motel and her husband watched America's Most Wanted, which was airing an episode about Paul, which is so ironic.
What's perfect timing, right?
I know, because last week, if you missed it, we did Murder Monday, all about America's Most Wanted, the murder of Adam Walsh, which is John Walsh, the host's son, who was murdered, and why that was the whole, like, reason for him starting America's Most Wanted. So if you missed last week's Murder Monday, you should go back to the podcast and listen to that. So this woman recognizes Paul. She calls America's Most Wanted. They call the police, and the police call her back. And they're like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you that this is Paul? Because they've been looking for him, you know, for weeks, and they don't want to show up. And, you know, it's not even him. And she says she is a 10. That's how sure she is on a scale of 1 to 10. So police bust in Paul's motel room and find him following his own manhunt on the internet. So he's literally, as they walk in, sitting there, searching on the internet, watching, like, all the news articles about
Googling
himself.
Okay.
Yes. Paul Marriage gets 7 consecutive life sentences in prison for what he did. Michaela's parents end up trying to file a lawsuit against Paul's parents, claiming that they were responsible for setting the stage of the shooting by inviting their unstable son to Thanksgiving dinner without warning their guests that he was coming. So I guess his parents had been begging him to come to Thanksgiving dinner for weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. He kept saying, no, I don't think I want to come. I don't think. And then finally on that day, when his mom, like I said, was in the kitchen and prepping food and stuff, and he calls and says, well, now I'm going to come. She didn't warn anyone else. She just let him show up. So none of the other family members that were there that night had any idea that he was coming. They thought he wasn't because they knew of the problems that he had had. They knew that there was a restraining order that his own sister had filed against him. So it was like, well, okay. But I mean, so far so good went, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner. Like their dinner went off without any problems.
We got through
until
it. No,
the end.
No political talk. We're all good here. Do you think if people would have known that, they would have been like, don't come?
I think they probably would have, they say that they would have protested and raised some questions and concerns. So not only did Michaela's parents file a lawsuit against his own parents, Patrick Knight, who was one of his other cousins who survived his shooting, he had gotten shot in the stomach, he also tried to file a lawsuit against Paul's parents, and he said that they were responsible for the death of his pregnant wife and her twin.
Oh, God.
Or I guess, sorry, wouldn't be his cousin, he would be his brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So the attorney for Paul's parents said that the couple was innocent for what happened because they can't be held responsible for what their adult son does.
Yeah, it's his own actions.
Right, it's his own actions. They had no way of preventing him. Even if they would have not invited him, he still could have showed up on the property and had a gun or not had a gun. None of that would have, you know, mattered. And so another thing, this is just like another, like, I say fun fact, but not really fun fact, but just like an
interesting
fact. Yeah, about this case is that the gun that he purchased in Broward County, which if that sounds familiar to you, Broward County is the county in Florida where the Parkland school shooting just happened this year.
Okay.
With those kids. You know, remember that?
Yeah, the school. Yeah.
And so
Stoneman Douglas.
Yes. And so one of the problems with the Broward County shooting was that they had the police department there in Broward County and the sheriff's department had all these warnings that there was an unstable kid. He had mental health problems. He shouldn't have been able to ever get a hold of a gun. He should have been a prohibited possessor. Well, this guy, Paul Marriage, his sister had filed a restraining order against him. This is another example of Broward County not following through with the gun laws that are already in place and preventing someone that shouldn't have had access to a gun with getting a gun. So it's very, very interesting, the story. There's a lot to this and some interesting things there that you can look up. So all I'm going to leave you with is this. This Thanksgiving, be careful who you pass the mashed potatoes, too.
I was going to say, thank you so much, because now I can't wait to see my family. If I didn't have to worry about my mom undercooking the turkey.
That is Murder Monday, only on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, go see all the photos that Alex posted up to on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, @Joe and Alex Show.